K for Kara, Book 5, All for One, by Kurt Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara. Favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose. Favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie. Favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. The coloring book. Kara is sitting in class. Their teacher is sick, so they have a free period. Because the wind is cold, they don't have to go outside. The boys are already acting wild, running around between the tables and making noise. The substitute teacher tries to stop them, but it's impossible. "Do you want to draw?" Julie asks and shows them her new coloring book. It's filled with pretty girls. They're all extremely thin and wear some very cool clothes. Kara thinks they're so beautiful, even though their eyes are really big. "I got some new pencils," Rose says and stands up. Kara, Rose, and Julie find a corner of the classroom and sit down on the floor. Julie looks at her coloring book. "Okay, you can have one page each," she says, and rips out two pages. "But you have to make them really pretty." Kara nods. She understands why Julie likes her book and will do her best to make them beautiful. They start coloring. Kara draws some yellow hair on a thin girl in a bikini. Malou looks at it. "Oh yeah, that looks so good," Malou says. Julie and Rose say nothing. Only Kara looks up. "It's from Julie's new coloring book," she says. "Oh yeah?" Malou repeats and crosses her legs. Kara keeps drawing. She wants the stomach to be brown. Since it's so thin, she does not have to use a lot of ink. Malou looks over her shoulder and breathes very close to Kara's ear. It's disturbing her. Then Julie looks at her. "Not to be mean or anything," Julie says, "but I don't want to waste the pages. I've already given two of them away." "Okay," Malou says. She's disappointed, but she stays where she is and continues watching them. Kara feels bad for Malou because she cannot draw too, though it is a bit annoying having her staring at them like this. Rose sighs and looks at Malou. "You can finish colouring mine," she says gently. "Oh, thank you," Malou says and pulls the paper towards her. She colours the dress red with fast movements. "Please make it pretty," Rose says, when Malou colours outside of the lines. "Yeah," Malou says, and keeps on colouring. Now she's taken a brown pen to colour her shoes. She's not very good at staying inside of the lines. Kara can see that Rose is sad. Her drawing looks ugly now. "Come on, Malou," Rose says with a shrill voice. "I told you to make it pretty." "Do you want a new page?" Julie asks Rose. Rose nods and sighs, and Julie rips out another page for her. Malou looks up. "Can I have one too?" she asks with big eyes. Julie shakes her head. "No, I told you I wanted to save the pages. Why don't you get that?"